It's time we got about to looking at some of the changes that have so dramatically taken place. Just a question of my understanding on a couple of your tables. Could you refer to table 3, page 5, and on page 6, table 4? I don't think I quite understand the petroleum revenues versus the general fund expenditures. What am I seeing on table 3 and on table 4?
Which exhibit is this,
It's on page 5 of the handout.
I want to make sure we had the same handout.
The one that Senator Fisher from Dr. Goldsmith.
It's the Goldsmith letter.
Yeah.
Table 3?
Mm-hmm. Petroleum revenues, millions of current dollars. Then the following one is state general fund expenditures, millions of current dollars. What? Could you explain those two to me?
Table 3 is a side-by-side comparison of the revised petroleum revenues from 81 to 82 and simply a calculation of the difference in those projections.
Okay, then when we look at table 4 with the fund expenditures, why wouldn't that be same as the revenues? What's the difference between?
Well, the state general fund expenditures deducts essentially those mandatory set-asides such as contributions to the permanent fund and other outstanding debt.
The debt?
Yes, ma'am.
Plus, by then, there was a lot of income from fisheries and timber development and hard rock mining.
And reinstitution of the income tax, Mr. Chairman.
Are you proposing that?
Mr. Chairman, I might just leave with the committee several copies of the latest review of social and economic conditions, which is entitled Sustainable Spending Levels from Alaska State Revenues. And in essence, as by way of a preview, it simply suggests that the spending limitation doesn't get us anywhere close. And if the state of Alaska did indeed want to try to achieve a goal of sustaining, for example, a certain level of spending, if all state expenditures were rolled back to 1981 spending levels and the state was willing to invest those cash balances, we could sustain 1981 levels based on the December 30% revenue forecast. The dilemma has always been the difficulties of investing and basically deferring the pressures to spend. Therefore, I'm not sure that this review will necessarily lay out any politically acceptable alternatives, but I think you'll find it useful, at least as an economic alternative, that there is a goal of sustaining spending levels, given essentially a relatively stable flow of $3 billion in oil revenues to Alaska over the balance of the 1980s.
Thank you very much, Lee. I think the Institute is doing wonderful work, right?
Yeah, just since you went to so many broad areas, I just had to ask this question. What do you think should happen to the permanent fund dividend? Should it be rolled back into the current fund?
My own personal feeling is that, consistent with this article, the state should be investing a great deal more, and therefore retaining the earnings of the permanent fund would represent something similar to a reinvestment of funds into the permanent fund. I think much more money ought to be invested, and whether or not it takes the form of simply retaining the earnings of the permanent fund or spending the permanent fund but making larger contributions to the permanent fund is a little bit of a shell game. I think that Alaska needs to be investing far more of its revenues. It needs to be cutting back far more of its spending, whether it's capital or operating, if in fact we're going to achieve a cushion for this rapid descent in oil prices and its impact on the loss of future public revenues to sustain even reasonable levels of current state services.
Says it. You bet he did.
Thank you for your doomsday. Thank you, Lee. Thank you for your doomsday message.
I don't interpret it as in a doomsday at all. We're in a relatively blessed opportunity that many states would like to have.
Thank you.
George, how long would it take you to make a presentation? All right. We have one more scheduled presentation that we'll take up today, and George Matz of Office of Management and Budget has been asked by us to just provide us with a brief review of studies, alternative forecasts, and so on, and he's bringing a whole pile of stuff, and I assume he won't read them.
Mr. Chairman,
sent to Situlis.
Due to the time, and I have great respect for the work George has done, would it be better to put him first on the next agenda?
I would be willing.
That I've had a great deal to absorb, and a number of people have had to go, and George has value to bring to us. Senator Halpern, I personally would, if it's convenient with him to come back and agreeable with the chair, like to see him first on the agenda.
George, would you mind coming back Thursday at 1:30 and leading off then?
Yes, that's fine with me, but one thing I should state, I think the speakers previously have really covered a lot of ground, and in terms of comparing the studies, I was thinking of going over the milestones of how the Akers and Patel study compared, but in piecemeal, a lot of that has already been done.
It might be a good thing to, as a lead-off for our next discussion, simply to bring people back up to par, to look across the board. So why don't we hold off, as Senator Sturczewski suggests?
That's fine with me.
All right. If it's fine with you, since there's nothing else to come before us today, meeting's adjourned. Thank you all for participating. This has been a revealing session.
Okay.
Thank you.